Let's stay standing. I'm going to lead us in a prayer. Our Father, we thank you that your one and only Son, Jesus, by his death on the cross, has paid our ransom. We thank you that by his death he's set us free. And we thank you that he's set us free to be your children. And as your children, we want to live by your word. We want to live by what you say. So as we look at the Bible now, we pray that by your Spirit, you would please help us to listen as children, to hear what you are saying to us. And we pray that you would show us more of what it means to have you as our Father, and more of what it means to live as your children. And we pray that in Jesus' name, because of what he has done. Amen. Do sit down. Have a turn in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. It's on page 861 of the Bibles on the tables. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, page 861. How are we doing? Are we all there? Every so often at Emmanuel, we have a kind of one-off talk looking at a different Christian essential. And today's Christian essential is prayer. The danger when it comes to prayer is that it's easy to think about prayer as a kind of chore. You know, you've got to brush your teeth, you've got to put out the bins, and you've got to say your prayers. And friends, if prayer has become a chore, then it means we've forgotten what it means to be a Christian. A Christian is someone who has become a child of God. And prayer, therefore, is just talking to Father. Just talking to Father. Each morning, I walk my son, Tom, to the bus stop. He catches the bus to go to school. It's about a 10-minute walk, and it's a chance for us to talk to one another, and he'll kind of tell me about his day and what's happening and what he's getting up to. And I love those 10 minutes. They're very precious time. Wouldn't it be odd if after school I went up to Tom and I said, "Tom, did you have a good day?" And he said, "Hold on, Dad, what are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm asking you how your day was. How?" He said, no, I spoke to you this morning. We did 10 minutes this morning. I've done talking to you for the day." Wouldn't that be a little bit odd if Tom did that? But that is so often the way we think of prayers. Just something you sort of get over and done with, you know, in the morning or at church on a Sunday or somewhere. You just do them and then you move on and get on with the rest of your day. Done prayers, put out the bins, brush teeth, done chores. It's a wonderful thing to set aside 10 minutes in the morning to pray. It's like my walk to the bus with Tom. It's a wonderful time. But prayer is so much more than just a chore that we do for 10 minutes. They've done. A Christian is someone who's become a child of God. And prayer is talking to Father. And you say, "Well, okay, what should we talk to him about?" Have a look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. This verse is by no means everything that the Bible has to say on prayer, but what it does say is very extraordinary. What should we talk to our Father in heaven about? Look at verse 7. "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." Anxiety is all the things that we worry about. What should we talk to our Father about? All the things that we worry about. The truth is, we've all got things that we do worry about. I mean, what do you worry about? Just have a moment, have a little think. What are some of the things you worry about? What are the kinds of things that make you anxious? Have a little think. Got any ideas? What are some of the things that make you anxious? Who could call out something that makes you anxious? Or the kinds of things that make you anxious? Exams. Pretty much high on the list at the moment for people beginning their A-levels, people perhaps just finishing. So exams and the results of exams make you anxious a little bit. What are some of the other things that make us a little bit anxious? Just exams. That's brilliant, isn't it? Aren't we privileged people? Aren't we lucky, lucky? God, there must be just exact. Health is a thing, isn't it? We're kind of worried about what the test results are going to say when they come back from the hospital. We worry about our health. Yeah. What, the football? I think that's right. There is a course of high level anxiety. What is quite going on with dear old Capello and Robert Green? And he's a West Ham player. Sorry, something I said, finance. Yes, we worry about money because we think, well, money's going to look after us, and if we haven't got any money, where's it, what's going to happen? I just jotted down some other things. You know, we worry about, I suppose, with finance, whether we're going to lose a job or not in this current sort of climate of uncertainty. I think we sometimes worry about some of the ways we serve at church. Perhaps you lead a small group. You worry about the people in your group, and you think, I'm just not sure I'm doing a good enough job, whether I can care for them all. You worry about them. Sometimes we worry for ourselves. Sometimes we worry for other people. It might be someone you love very much, and you're worried about what's going on in their lives. You're worried about how sad they are. You're worried about the fact that they don't seem to want to know about Jesus at all. You worry about them. Might be we worry about things in the wider world. We worry about the war in Afghanistan. Or we hear of Christians in Nigeria who are having their church buildings burnt down. And we worry for our brothers and sisters there. Well, what our Father in Heaven says is when we worry, we are to cast all our anxiety onto Him. Take all that we are worrying about and give it to Him. So prayer is a bit like this. Now what I need is I've got my two volunteers who are going to illustrate for us what prayer is. Where are they? Jonathan and Oshin. Brilliant. Now I've only half briefed them. No, you need to get up on the stage. One day I'll understand how to use these microphones. We've only been using them 3 years. Give me some time. Oshin, I'd like you to come over here, please, and stand by that bag. And what I would love you to do is just pick the bag up and carry it across the stage. Could you do that? Oh. Okay, hold on. How is that going? Quite a struggle, isn't it? What do you think we could do? I notice your dad happens to be standing over there. Do you think your dad would be the sort of man who'd be strong enough to lift that bag? Maybe. And do you think your dad is the sort of dad who would be sort of the kind of dad who'd want to help you? I think he would. Yeah. So what could you do? What could you do from here? You're struggling with that bag. Your dad is over there. What could you do?
Ask him to carry it for me.
Ask him to carry it for you. Will you ask him to carry it for you? Good luck, Jonathan. Quite a lot's riding on this. That's right. And Jonathan goes walking off. With Oshin. Don't leave him behind. Thank you very much. A big round of applause. There we go. That's prayer. All the things we worry about, all the things we can't carry, we struggle to drag through our lives. Prayer is asking Father to carry them for us. That's prayer. We could almost go home now, couldn't we? We've got prayer. That's all it is. It's not complicated. Not about some sort of special technique, some kind of mysterious language you have to use, some special kind of place you have to go to. But here is the curious thing. Here is the really curious thing. We've all got lots of things in our hearts that we worry about. Loads we could talk to our Father about and ask Him to carry. So why do we pray so little? Why is our praying so thin? It's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Someone you can pour out your heart to. Someone who will listen to you. Someone who is able to carry the things that you are struggling with. Like Jonathan was able to carry the bag that was too heavy for Ossian. So why does prayer seem like a chore? You think it'd be a wonderful thing. And yet we think of it as a chore. Two things. We've forgotten who we are, and we've forgotten who our God is. We've forgotten who we are. We are little children. In our passage, Peter is telling his readers not to be proud, just before our verse. He's telling them not to be proud. And one of the reasons we are so anxious is because we are so proud. Because pride says, I'm in charge of my life. I can sort everything out. It's all in my hands. I can carry it. And that'll always make us anxious. Because what I'm saying is, I'm in control. My whole life depends on how well I do in my exams. My whole small group depends on how well I look after everyone. But the truth is, life keeps reminding us that we're not in control. Your best friend leaves your school and moves abroad. There's nothing you can do. The examiners set a question we weren't ready for. Nothing we can do. We get a note from work saying they're letting us go. Someone we love has been in a car crash and is lying seriously ill in hospital. There's nothing we can do. It's like we've taken control of the jumbo jet and we're sitting in the cockpit flying it, pretending we know what we're doing. We're saying, yeah, fine. But the truth is, we haven't a clue. And that's why on the inside we're so afraid. Our heart is pounding because the truth is we do not know how to fly jumbo jets. See, we're going, the whole thing depends on me, but the truth is I don't really know how to control it. So in our lives, we keep pretending we're in control, but the truth is we keep being reminded we can't control it. So Peter is saying, what are you doing pretending to be in control? Don't be so proud. Verse 6, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand. Humble yourselves. And humbling yourself, it's not about sort of going around saying, oh, I'm useless, I'm no good, I'm hopeless. It just means admitting the truth. And the truth is, I can't fly jumbo jets. What am I doing in the cockpit? Hand back the controls over to someone who can. The truth is, I can't control my future. I can't heal my friend who is ill. I can't change the hearts of the people I love. I can't stick broken families back together again. I can't make, you know, my friends come with me to church. I can't. I think I'm big, but God says, I'm just very small, like a little child. Of course, we hate that. We hate being told we're like little children. We think the sort of people who think they're little children, the sort of people who turn to God and ask for help, you know, they are kind of weak and kind of feeble. And what the Bible says again and again is admitting that we're children is not weak and feeble. It's just facing up to reality. Reality is, we're not very strong, and we're not very wise, and we can't control our lives. We're very small. And when we press on alone, dragging the bag, and saying, oh, I don't need God, I'm fine, I don't need God, that is a total denial of reality. God calls us to be His children, calls us to live as those who turn to Him as Father. And so often, the reason we don't pray, because we clean forget we're His children. And we think we're in control. And we say, yes, of course, I'm a child of God. But we don't really stop. And we don't really ask Him about the things on our hearts. Because we feel, well, there isn't time. We just need to press on and sort things out and get things done. And what is it for you? What is it for you? The thing you are worrying about. And you're thinking, it's all right, I'm in control. I'll just sort it out. I haven't got time to stop and sort of pray about it. I need to get on with it and do something useful. I will sort it out. What's the thing for you that you're worrying about that you think you will control? And you've not really stopped to ask for Father's help. because you don't really think you need his help. Well, Peter says, humble yourself. You do need his help. And that's not feeble, that's reality. We are just little children. We need Father's help. So remember who we are, and then we will pray. We will. Secondly, remember who he is. He is our Father in heaven. I am small, he is big. I'm not in control, but he is. Do you see verse 6? Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand. His mighty hand. I have tiddly, wincy little hands. He has a mighty hand. With his hand, he made the world. Now, with his hands, he holds everything in place. Everything from the rising of the sun to the falling of each sparrow. Jesus says it's all in his Father's hands. His mighty hands. We saw that in Daniel, didn't we? We've just been working through the book of Daniel together as a church. We saw that the rise and fall of kings and nations, the whole of history, is in his mighty hands. And through it all, he's working out his purposes. So if ever we think, what's the point in praying? What can God do? Remember who he is. He's the one person who can do something because he is in control. We can't carry the bag, but he can. His mighty hands, strong enough. Isn't that a wonderful thing? If you were to hand the bag over to someone who can carry it, it's better than struggling on, isn't it? Sort of dragging it across the stage. That's not a chore. It's a relief. But it's not just that he's in control. Do you see how the verse goes on? Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due course. Cast all your anxiety on him. Why? Because he cares for you. I guess that's one of the chief reasons we don't pray very much. We just can't believe he's interested in our little lives. You know, we don't want to bother the God of the universe with our little anxieties, because sure, he's got more important things to deal with than me. And, I mean, if you were talking to the Prime Minister, what would you talk to him about? Yeah, I guess you'd sort of go on about, you know, cutbacks and the economy. And you wouldn't tell him that there was someone at school who kept picking on you, would you? You just wouldn't feel you could. If you were talking to Fabio Capello, you know, what would you talk to him about? I don't suppose he'd be that interested in the people in your small group who you're worried about. You know, he's got all kinds of worries of his own to take care of. But the extraordinary thing is the God of the universe cares for you. Do you remember what Jesus says? He says he has the hairs on your head numbered. That doesn't mean he's got a file somewhere with the number of your hairs on it in some sort of index system. It means he's watching you so closely. He's taking that much interest in your life. His eyes are on you so carefully that he sees everything about you. He even sees the number of hairs on your head. In other words, he sees every little detail in your life. He's watching. His eyes are on you, because that's how much he cares. He can't take his eyes off you. He's got the hairs on your head numbered. That is how much he cares. He's totally in control, and he totally cares. This is the Father who gave up everything so we could be his children. And he's totally working out his plans for your good. Imagine talking to a father like that. That's not a chore, is it? Talk to a father like that who's totally in control and totally good. Be a good father to talk to, wouldn't it? That's not a chore. That's not done that. That's a joy. So, friends, what is it you feel he wouldn't really be interested in? You think, I'm not going to bother him with that. Remember who he is. He's your Father in heaven. And he cares for you. Which is why he longs for us to talk to him. You've been talking to him recently? You've been telling him your day? Telling him what's on your heart? You see, we say, I don't know what to pray. I'm not really the praying type. I don't know the words to use. I don't know where to start. Well, what's on your heart? What are you anxious about? Start there. Just ask him to carry your anxiety. You don't need any fancy words or any sort of special technique or anything like that. Just ask Father to help. And here is the wonderful thing. The more we pray, the more we'll see him answer prayer. And that means the more we'll go to him as little children. And the more we'll see how wonderful he is as a heavenly father. And our relationship with him will grow and grow and grow. And it will stop being a chore to pray. It will start becoming a joy. Is that what we long for? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for the fact that because of Jesus, we can be your children. And we pray that you'd help us to remember that, to remember that we're just very small and we need you very much. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for the sort of Father you are. We thank you that you are totally in control, you have a mighty hand, and yet amazingly you care for each of us. And we pray, therefore, that you would save us from thinking we don't need you. Save us from the sort of pride that means we don't pray very much. We just make ourselves busy. And teach us, we pray, teach us to be little children who turn to you in prayer. And we pray that for the honor of your name. Amen.